French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is Last Suppers. You have probably seen the images on television. I hope you have not had to live them. It is of a magnitude of heartbreak that humans should not have to bear. If there is one thing that we'd need more than food or water at the end, that is human touch. There are families losing members who are so sick that they must be separated by glass when the last hours come, not even allowed to attend them bedside. The contagion is so much at risk that only the medical professionals, the angels and soldiers, wed into one that can touch them. Hands press glass from each side, but skin is not met in those final moments. I have known what it means to be with a loved one as they slipped their mortal coil. The greatest comfort to be found was in stroking their hair or hugging the departing cage that is their body. At the moment of death, we are struck as hard as any bell as we sense their souls ascending. But praise be, we had the ability to touch them. These are tough times, all right. I can't deny that I am older now. The guy I talk to in the mirror is at least 20 years older than me. I don't get it. But there it is, tick tock. The days drift and stumble into each other. There is no social distancing to them. The nights are like confused dreamers, sleepwalking, mumbling, trying to find a semblance of order. For me, it is almost always found standing and chopping at my cutting board, mixing ingredients, measured or not, into a bowl, stirring a pan of vegetables or grits, or nudging some meats on our backyard grill from one perfect spot to a more perfect spot, seeking the desired internal temperature. I once participated in a book that asked those involved to portray what would be our respective ideal last suppers. The request went to a number of chefs across the world. I had never considered a scenario like that one before. I have to say, it kind of set me back on my heels. It was a bit upsetting to ponder my own mortality, but then I realized I was lucky to still be alive and to have a voice on what my last supper would comprise of. Even if what I chose that day changes entirely by the time when that date is imminent, years from now, I mean. The interviewer asked questions to each of us he featured. The most obvious was what we would like to eat. Other folks in history's last suppers? Abraham Lincoln dined on mock turtle soup, roast Virginia fowl, baked yams and cauliflower with cheese sauce. James Dean died on his way to a race in California. He'd crashed his Porsche after stopping by a roadside diner. His last meal was a slice of apple pie and a glass of milk. Mr. Frank Sinatra ate a grilled cheese sandwich. Julia Child's last meal was a bowl of French onion soup. But of course, it may seem disrespectful to talk about food in such times, but what are we left with if we take that away? It would be like taking away music or the view of the stars and moon. I just ask that I can touch the hands of those I love as I eat my last supper. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Much more than this, I did it my way.